Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at the Dusk Live with your boy, Ceddy J. It is hump day after dusk. I know what that means. Every hump day on the show, man, we always remind you of our special public service announcement, which is, if you're on hump, then hump, do it responsibly. That's all I'm going to say. Let you think on that one for a bit. But they ain't got a great show coming up for today. Special guest, our music mogul, Fatty Daddy, will be on the show today, and we'll be chopping up about his showcase for Serious Artists Only, which is actually co-produced by Kiki J, who's on K104, which is local radio station here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. So definitely get ready for this. This dude, I got a chance to talk to him for a little bit, and he's not playing. Like, this dude is dead serious. So can't wait to chop it up with him on the show here in a bit. But I have to do this. It's only right. This is something that I've been dying to do. So hold on. Monday Night Football music, you know, it's Wednesday. What is so significant about that? The significance behind it is that my Dallas Cowboys, who I love the season this year, opened up the NFL season this year, man. I'm shocked to them, and man, did they show out. Cause, you know, all those Giants fans coming back from the first Super Bowl, they're ready to talk all that trash, but guess what? The Cowboys won 24-17. Yeah, give them a hand on that one. Man, give them a hand. Yes. So, like I said, we're not playing at all, man. It's getting real. Like the Cowboys, man, they showed up and showed out, and I'm just really so proud of them. But man, I guess if you're here just a minute. That's him hitting me up on the bat line, and he'll be calling in just a moment. But, man, like I said, I was being good the whole time in this game, and I couldn't hold it in anymore. So that music was just helped soothe me just now. So, man. But like I said, 24-17, for those of y'all missing games, 24-17 was the final score, and that's what it is. Now, also, again, you remind y'all, this weekend, actually starting tomorrow, this is National Literacy Month. September is National Literacy Month. And Fort Worth, they're kicking it off with a very special event with alumni officer out of who's a Grambling alum. He'll be doing a special thing called a conversation party, and definitely be crazy. Doc's Bookshop there, and check out more about that over in Dust Spot. Go to the Hot Spot section, and I'll let you know more about that. And then this Saturday, I'll be helping meeting the friends that, as a part of the Friends of Kyle Park. We'll be hosting the SWAC rally with Tia with Texas Southern and Grambling State, which Texas Southern will be playing against University of North Texas. And then this from Saturday, and then Grambling State will be playing against Texas Christian University, TCU. So a lot of great things going on, and, man, just glad to be a part of that rally that's going to be going on in Kyle, and that's going to be actually in Kyle Park. So find more information on that at deathspot.com. All right. I may have said, I want to say shout out to people that said they were having difficulties. They, not me, they shout out to me. man, and another thing, too, while I'm waiting for my guests, we got someone big and something very, very, very important also, too. Big up to, man, today was a booming day for members on Dust Spot. Man, they were, I couldn't stop counting them. I can do that. Try to turn my head is bam, 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 bam. So I appreciate the love from everybody that joined today. It was definitely good. All right. And I also want to say, I want to give a big shout out to my boy, P-Bug, too. This is my partner in crime, you know, for setting up today's show. He's actually helped set up today's show, too. So I just say big ups to him. We definitely, like I said, is one of the big behind-the-scenes characters behind the show. You know, a lot of people always think that, now, I do a lot of work myself, but for the most part, you know, a lot of time I do have some help. So it's great to have help because, man, or to put on a good show, it takes more than just one person to do it. A lot of people are like, hey, I do myself, so it makes me Superman, you know. It's great now, but then Superman at one point in time decided to join the Super Friends or whatnot. So I'm just saying, at the end of the day, everybody needs help, even Superman. So don't try to think that you have to do it alone. And it's just, like I said, it's just, I guess I'm just very proud of the things we got going on with him. And real quickly, too, as far as, like, y'all missed any parts of the show, you can check it out a couple different ways to blogtalkradio.com/FettyJ. You can also go to iTunes, type in Life at the Dust Live on iTunes, search that, and they'll actually pull up the show. And there you go. You can all listen to this show. This show is entitled Hump Day After Dusk. With music, Mogul Fatty Daddy. So there you go. That's the Hump Day After Dusk, music, Mogul Fatty Daddy. And that's how you find this, FADDYDADDY. All right, so what we... I'm waiting to get through and go to our song of the day. Song of the day is by Virginia Grind Family, which they have been on the show before, and definitely great to, you know, just have their love and got a new track from them. They actually got an independent album coming out next month. So this is actually going to be one of the tracks on it. This is called Cold World by Virginian Grind Family right here on Life at the Dust Live, Hot Day, Hump Day, After Dust Day.
Okay. PDF, baby. What up? Shut.
I write to get these cold words off my chest until I get lightheaded like I lost my breath. Devil sit on cold shoulders cause I lost respect. Steady fighting off the angels till they off your neck. You run in your mouth, I can see your breath when you speak. You ain't built for this cold world or bred for the street. I'm gritting my teeth, feel like I ain't slept in a week. These voices in my head are negative, the devil can speak. You never believe evil in this level of heat. Words burn your eardrums to the second degree. Lay my hand on the Bible, only weapon is heat. Talking to a gravestone, hope he resting in peace. I'm ready to leave, turn and wipe my tears on my sleeve. Leave me alone, I just need a second to breathe. I'm deep in the zone, burning all that's left of my trees. Won't answer my phone, leave a message after the beep. You can't walk in my shoes, see my battle scars, yeah I paid dues. You know the streets, they don't show love, so you can't blame mama for raising a thug. It's a cold world.
You're your own out here, baby.
It's a cold world. Got a cold heart,
loyal,
from this cold world.
Some of these niggas, man. Let's
all the dirt that I did made me a better man. Wrongs ain't right, but I understand. Ain't shit free, never got a handout. Walk with the devil, I'm an advocate, I planned out. Certain things king like Caesar. Brutus ain't killing me, so you better either. Come with a different angle, you will get strangled. Bone a constrictor, suffocated, thank you. You won't freeze cryogenics. Better change your ways like oil synthetic. Medics or what they call it, I ain't falling. Bill Gates is doing it, so I ain't falling. It's a cold world when you ain't got shit. I was born poor, gonna die rich. Heart sub zero with the temperature. World so sick like the time of Caligula. You can't walk in my shoes. See my battle scars, yeah I pay dues.
I'm out here.
You know the streets, they don't show love. So you can't blame mama for raising a thug. It's a cold world. It's a cold world.
Say what?
You got a cold heart.
Hey.
Yeah.
From this cold world.
Last days crime pays through this long maze. Feeling trapped, stressed out, living day to day. Blood suckers are the post, they getting paid. While we kill one another, front page. People lose hope for a better day. Hood war zone, kids can't even play. Friends and enemies, loved ones betrayed. Power makes the world spin in the evil way. Souls being bought at the highest bid. Prestige dictate how the people live. Ice age, banks finance wars. Silk rose, death make the final score. Brains on my shoes, man I seen that. Best man took his life, eyes rolled back. World like the pimp game, cold and hard. Staying sane is a job, so I pray to God.
You can't walk in my shoes. See my battle scars, yeah I paid dues. You know the streets, they don't show love. So you can't blame mama for raising a thug. It's a cold world.
It's a cold world.
It's a cold world.
Say it's a cold world.
Got a cold heart.
Yeah.
From this cold world.
Yeah, I'm street smart. It's hard not to take beef to heart. Don't start, I gotta fit it full of sick thoughts.
Come on.
Pop the fifth, leave your brain bacon bits. Make your life a living nightmare. What's crazy shit? If she dumb fine, I trick bread on the pigeon. Punchline, something like a head on collision. Keep your mouth shut, less I ask for your opinion. Know I put your lights out like I'm working for Dominion. Puffing on the elegant, closet full of skeletons. Your veins pump Kool-Aid, your heart made of jealousy. Your rap game Hussein, I noose hang you lame. Pieces of your brain and blood stains for evidence. And when it come to cake, I'll never wait. Hit it with the ad-lib, set the record straight. I be fresher than the bitch, chip on my shoulder. Mortuary flow, can the world get any colder?
I see. I should make sure I tell you. I still got you, Fatty Daddy.
Yo, I got it on here.
Yeah. All right, Blog Talk. I'm going to need y'all to get together tonight. Well, okay, go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, man, like I was saying, bro, it's a lot of work that takes, you know what I'm saying, to becoming, like, successful, bro. I don't want to just be an ordinary person doing this, bro. I want to be successful with it.
Exactly. And that being said, being successful and also and one of the big things you're doing behind the scenes is you actually got the showcase you got called for Serious Artists Only. Kind of tell us about that because, I mean, that's something when we tried to chop that up, I mean, it's something that me and you agree. Some of the stuff behind the scenes, behind it too, we agreed on that so much. So
right.
Kind of tell us a little bit about that.
I mean, for Serious Artists Only means, like, there's a lot of artists out here that claim they're serious, bro, but if you really take time to sit and listen to that music, bro, you and the artists know that they're not really serious about what they're doing. So we putting pressure on them. We putting them in front of, like, I hosted with Kiki J, K104's 3 Swag Sunday. You know what I'm saying? She's the music director of the radio station, and she handles all the local talent in the Metroplex. You know what I'm saying? So at number one, I got her with me. I got all the Definition DJs, Gold DJs, Gorilla DJs, you know what I'm saying, Campus King DJs. If you a DJ, any kind of DJ, you up in there. You know what I'm saying? We critiquing artists. You know, we critiquing artists for real. Like, it's so serious that you can perform and nobody won't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? You just go off the stage. Or you might perform and, man, you get a standing ovation and a clap. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's cheering. It's a difference. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people complain about not getting on or a lot of people do a lot of showcases, bro, and they don't give nothing back to the artist. They don't help the artist or nothing. They just take the artist's money and just send them back home, you know what I'm saying? Still send them home thinking that what they just did on that showcase was jamming, when really they might need a couple of pointers on 2, 3, and 4, you know what I'm saying? Appearance, volume and clarity, you know what I'm saying? Track selection. A lot of niggas don't even know how to hold the microphone. I mean, can I say niggas on the radio?
Here's another thing you were saying too, man, because it pisses me off a whole lot. Like, you're talking about people trying to be on. Like, some of these showcases, and it just really takes me to the point to where I'm like you said, you just pay your money, and then these artists go home and don't have anything to show for it. It's like really, I think the main reason why they do that is because some of these showcases know they're not successful, so since they're not that successful, they're going to need those same people from the last week to come back again. So how can you get them to come back again? You make them feel like they did something, and then you say, hey, let's just take their money all over again.
So, what we do is, like, the name of the game is consistency. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got to be consistent in this game. So, we trying to weed out, okay, we charge $50 entourage to get in free. And if you break it down, you understand. If you don't break it down, you don't understand. You're going to be mad. You know what I'm saying? So funny. We make you bring a following. So if you pay 50, your whole following getting free. So you can go to the hood, wherever you're from, the block you're from, the city, street you're from, and you get all the people that told you your song was jamming. And have them come to this club and support you with your music. You know what I'm saying? Two things. If they don't come, then that shit was not jamming. Your music was not jamming. If they do come with you and you don't get a good response from us, your music wasn't jamming. If they do come, you get a good response from us, you get a good response from them. I mean, when you walk on the stage at my showcase, DJs, Kiki J, I'm going to walk up to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get your number. I'm going to start messing with you. You're going to start sending me music. I'm going to start sending your music through my friend line or through all my followers. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get everybody onto your music. We're going to try to help you get on the radio.
Now, as far as, like, what's the – this is a tough one. I didn't ask you before, but what would you say is the toughest – is it toughest, one of the toughest things you had to tell an artist before or after the showcase?
Toughest thing I had to tell the artist after the showcase was, man, you suck.
Straight up, the meat and potatoes, you said, you suck.
Man, that was trash. I really did that, bro. And
I'm gonna tell you, bro. They respected it too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the CEO respected the artists. They never, don't never understand it. But the CEO, back in the CEO mind, the CEO said he was thinking the same thing.
But there's a lot of people out here wasting.
Yes, man.
A lot of people out here wasting time, man. You know what I'm saying? They wasting their time. You know what I'm saying? You can always get your money back. When you invest in yourself, but when you waste your time, you can't get your time back.
Exactly.
But okay, so man, as far as like three things you would tell an artist as far as what they should truly, because here's the problem is that it's not that some artists they're willing to invest, but they don't know what to invest in. What is the three things that you advise an artist to invest in?
Man, you need to invest in sound, quality, and appearance.
Yes. And stop having, oh, no, my favorite one is the ones that come to these things and try to say, I want my song on the radio, and they got purchase your tracks today in the background.
Man, you feel me? It ain't even mixed down, you know what I'm saying? And the CD you brought to get to the radio station, you wrote on it with a Sharpie.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you look like Shaka Zulu or something, you know what I'm saying? I don't even look, you don't even got your hair cut or your, I mean, it's appearance, bro, it's all that. It's like putting on the hits. Showtime at the Apollo, bro. You got to be sellable. We got to be able to market you. A lot of people do the showcase, man. They it'd be crazy, bro.
Some of the reasons why they come dirty and stuff, they feel that, hey, man, I'm real. I'm gonna come how I am, and this is me. This is the real me. Yeah, real.
Out hustling, same clothes for days. Man, we don't want to hear all that, bro. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to see that.
I've been grinding, man. I've been grinding
hard,
yeah,
man.
I've been grinding like this.
My trap road 24/7.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go back to those three things again. You were talking about sound. You talked a little bit about appearance, but as far as sound, like. And you said something about that too, about having it mixed down. What are some other things they need to make sure they do with sound? Because, like I said, there's a lot of that thing alone can make or break you.
Man, the first look, we all know that the first line of defense and defending yourself and being in this game is you got to have some good production, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to really have a good sound based beat. You have to rap on that beat, on beat. You know what I'm saying? You have to know how to rap on beat. You got to know what a 16 is, a hook, a bridge. You got to write a song, a hit record. Like, it's called a hit record. And this game ain't hiring, so they not looking for nobody. The industry not hiring right now. You got to break into that boy with a hit record.
And so you're saying a high 16, a cold hook, and God dang it, please, like you said, the music quality got me on point.
And man, it got me on point, man.
That's what our showcase for.
Hey, I got a club full of people that ain't your homeboy. You know what I'm saying? It's going to really tell you about your song. Like, a lot of people listen, let their mama and their daddy and their auntie and their cousin and their high school partner, you know what I'm saying, their girlfriend listen to their music. These two people would dare not hurt your feelings, man. They do not want to say nothing to hurt your feelings and get on your bad side. So they're going to tell you your music jamming. So when you come to our showcases, we don't help you out, you mad at us.
Right, because some people, they get mad, I hate when, those people that come. I like these people get all kind of feedback. I don't want everybody that necessarily agrees with me. Because,
right.
like with the show and stuff, people will say, man, I ain't really like that one, man.
Bro,
I want to hear
bro.
That.
That's what we want to hear.
Come on, bro. Look, we know. Hey, man, music is, man, we was raised, we black, we was raised off music. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Certain kind of music makes you move, man. You know what I'm saying? Bro, like I say, 95% of these artists don't even make you move with their music. They song be so offbeat, you can't even catch a good rhythm and chill. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Or this, engineer, man, he didn't mix me down, bro. That's why
I'm
doing.
Man.
Yeah.
Why you brought that out the engineer or the studio then? Everybody want to do it by themselves and without trying to, like, they don't understand that a showcase helps you. You get to see a variety of other people doing what you do. You get to look at them so you can, and on the second hand, look at yourself.
Now, as far as the showcase, man, let us know some info of when the show, or how often the showcase are. And like I said, you kind of give us some details again about how they
I do a showcase every Thursday night, Halftime Bar and Grill, me and Kiki J. We have $50 slots for 8 minutes. All your entourage with you get here free with that $50. So you can bring 50 people from your hood or from your block. So everybody pay $1 a piece, and y'all get in the club, and you get to perform a rec on your set. 8 minute set, you get your own table. We put your name on the table. First round of drinks in the club is on us at the club. And all you got to do is wreck that mic.
And hold on. So I'm running back again because, I mean, I think if you're a serious artist and you're in Dallas Fort Worth area, I think you make sure you pay attention again. So make sure you set this right. Basically, it says $50 and all your entourage gets in free. Now,
say you got a group.
Would get some people to put in a couple of dollars to come support them.
Bro, if you don't got five people that's going to come to the club with you anyway, five people, you can't bring, you're going to go perform at a club. You ain't got five people that's going to come with you in the club to perform? Something is wrong with you, bro. If you bring five people, I'll let you in for the five, you know, for the 35. That's $7 a piece for five people. You only pay $7 to get in the club. If you bring seven, you automatically get your eighth spot. You get a spot table, drinks. You bring seven people. That's at $7 a piece. So we're not robbing nobody. We ain't taking your money. We're only taking $7 from you to get in the club with your entourage. Now, if you come in there by yourself, you deserve to pay $50 because you ain't got nobody. You ain't shit anyway. You come in there by yourself, man, you deserve to just get $50 taken from you. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but like you said, I'd be that smart. I mean, it was me. I'm an artist. I'm trying to bring 50 people to me. I know I can find 50 people who are willing to pay $1 a piece.
But I'm going to find 50 people that's going to pay $7, and I'm going to pay for the 7 people, and the other 43 people with the $7, I'm going to keep that. I just made.
I was even more smart.
You know what I'm saying? Look, we're going to meet up at Walmart in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? Look, I'm going to say we want to hear like a mob, a unit. You know what I'm saying? We representing this one unit. You know what I'm saying? It's $7 to get in this club, but for us to go in here and shine in front of this lady that puts people on the radio already right now.
Right. And she got
a radio show.
For that. She does a really good job.
No, she do a great job. When she do a good job, bro, with the whack least talent in the world, you know what I'm saying? Let me talk about why she don't put us on. Bro, you is... Man, bro, I promise you, bro.
Man, bro, if you ain't on there, you is trash, man. The people she put on is good. Like, a lot of people that complain about not getting put on, bro, listen to their song. And, I mean, she's doing something that people haven't really took the time to do, man, all these years, because,
you know, I complain so much about, man, we got to have, you know, I want to hear somebody that's really taking the time out to do a show to really showcase local artists and really, you know, start doing a breakdown of interviews, and that's one thing about her. She handles that very well, so I got to big her up for that.
No, she wrote. And they do you think K104 want to do that? No.
They like
a whole bunch of buttheads. Do you think K104 want to do it? No, because a whole bunch of buttheads probably be up at the radio station, waiting in the parking lot, trying to cuss a air personality out for something they don't even got control of, and them niggas they ain't even got no good song. Don't got a Twitter, don't got a Facebook account, ain't got no following or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Got 600 friends on Facebook, 53 followers on Twitter, and done tweeted 24 times. It was in Block to Block magazine, and they think they the shit.
but I'm going to keep it real. I mean, there's been plenty of people that said it in show, in a lot of conferences and stuff, man. One thing is we got to get better about in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is we got to stop being so egotistical. I mean, everyone around the industry has some kind of ego, but we get one piece of little piece of stardom, and then all of a sudden, like you said, and then all of a sudden, can't nobody tell us nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little star, you should be trying to tell everybody something.
So, man. Oh, man. Okay, so.
But we changing the game, though, bro. I promise I'm going to change the game. The showcase is going to rid all the white people. I promise. You whack, you ain't going to want to come back. You're going to be mad. You ain't going to want to come to my showcase no more. So I'm glad. Look, I don't want everybody at the showcase. For real. We have 30 acts every Thursday night, bro.
And, man, I'm definitely going to be in the building because I got to come. I have to come see it myself. So that's actually, those y'all that know how to do y'all math, that's tomorrow.
so he can go back and tell y'all exactly what I'm talking about. And he's going to have a story for y'all tomorrow.
Mondays is my hot after dust days. And that's where I go in. That's where I really go in on stuff, and I say what's hotness.
But you know what we're going to start doing, bro?
I'm going to talk about the show on Monday.
Oh, what are we going to do, bro? I'm going to start. Look, bro, I promise. I'm going to start. This is how you kill people, man. This is how you kill whack artists. When you come to my showcase and you be whack, we're going to start writing your name, and we're going to engrave your name on the, I guess it's called the social scene, Wall of Shame.
Yeah, the Wall of Shame. That's what I was like. I was trying to think what I was going to call it. Yeah, Wall of Shame.
Yeah. We're going to create an event page for all you whack, complaining local jokers.
Right. Cause, I mean, if you, my thing is this, because some people probably think we're just being mean. We're not being mean, but my thing is this. If you're an artist that has talent and you really are trying to take the critiques and really listen, then the people I'm going to work with.
This ain't for you. If you're one of them artists, this ain't for you. We ain't talking to you.
Yeah, so, yeah.
If you're the ones doing that,
we ain't talking to you. We're talking to the ones that's being butt, like you said, being buttheads, and you can't tell them, like you said, we can't tell them nothing because they're in this world that tells them that, hey, you're the greatest. Don't listen to anybody else say. I think we pretty much made the point today.
Yeah, but, man, we shocked the world today. Like for real, this is. I'm the wrong person to talk to about this. I mean, I'm the right person to talk to. But I'm the wrong person to talk to for people that don't understand where I'm coming from. And a lot of people understand, bro. It's that That just that 95% of the whack niggas don't understand.
Exactly. And I mean, like you said, I mean, to as you ready to come to a close, I mean, just the main idea, the whole point of today's show, like I said, and y'all know, man, a lot of times on this show, a lot of people who have they've made hit makers and or hit makers themselves come through this show and they tell y'all what it is. Because the thing is, if you're a great artist and you listen to this show, we don't want you to not do good. That pisses. I hate watching. That's the worst thing in the world, to watch an artist who's doing good and actually wouldn't do take her teeth. But because there's so many buttheads in the world, they overshadow them. So we gotta swim through all this nonsense to get to them. So basically, I want everybody that's great artists, and I mean seriously, I mean really evaluate yourself, are great artists, to really step up to the plate this year. Man, the rest of this year, no excuses, step it up.
We're going to start a movement called You're Not Jamming, Bro.
I'm pound sign. You're going to have your pound sign next.
Yeah, we're going to get a shirt. We're going to get a shirt. Like, pound sign, you ain't jamming, bro.
Oh, man. But
real, man.
As we come to the close, man, let everybody know as far as how they can keep in contact with you and the contact you about the showcase and keep in contact with everything you got going on.
Okay, you can email me. You can go on my Facebook. It's Fatty Daddy. Everything is Fatty Daddy, FADDY DADDY. Not that FATTY shit. FADDY DADDY. You can Google me. You can follow me on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? You can do all that. You can inbox me. You can request to be my friend on Facebook and just shoot me your number. And I'll put you down with the movement. I invite you out to the shows. Any rapper, any artist that's in Dallas, Fort Worth, in all over the place that want to come to artists and showcase their talent, I mean, just hit us up. Like, it's all over Facebook. Like, we killing the game on Facebook as far as showcases. Everybody talking bad about us, talking about we taking money and everything, talking about all kinds of stuff. That means we killing the game. You know what I'm saying? But all the nice artists, like, my roster be filled every Thursday. You know what I'm saying? With new and better people.
Because you want to go to where people, at the end, the real artists want to go where people are going to be real with them. So,
yeah,
it is what it is, man.
You want to be told the truth. You don't want to be, you ain't got that all that time to be trying to be jamming. And, like, either you got it, you going to get it, or you ain't going to never get it. You know what I'm saying? And it's okay with that. You don't got to be an artist. You're somewhere else in the game for you to do. It's something else for you to do. You can be a promoter, a manager. You do artwork. The fucked up part is people that do artwork want to be a rapper. The people that be a DJ want to be a rapper. Managers want to be a rapper. The dancers want to be a rapper. The teachers want to be a rapper. You know what I'm saying? The nigga in the drive-thru want to be the rapper. The bartender want to be the rapper, man. It's like, bro. It's more than just rapping and being a rapper. You know what I'm saying? And being an artist.
Well, shoot, there we go, man. It is what it is. Man, I appreciate you for definitely coming through the show, and I appreciate you being yet another media mogul, music mogul, who not going to hold back and really are looking out for the best interests of these artists. All right, man. I'll remind y'all, y'all miss any parts of the show, you can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/FattyJ. Go to the episode that says Hump Day After Dusk Music Mogul Fatty Daddy. Bam. And you can find
me
on Life After Dusk Live on iTunes. Go ahead and give some shout-outs, man.
Man, I want to shout-out to the movement, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Dallas Fort Worth for this whole. Shout-out to Audacity South, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to everybody in the city doing their thing. Halftime Bar and Grill, Kiki J, K104, P-Buck. Man, I want to shout-out to everybody, man. Gorilla DJs, Definition DJs, Go DJs. You know what I'm saying? Panthers King DJs, the whole fam bam, man. The Org, Kane Green, you know what I'm saying? Everybody. We 100 around here, bro. We doing it. Bigger than the boss.
And there we go, man. We out. And we remind y'all, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remind you where there's a J, or where there's a fatty daddy, or where there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned to an episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. We out.